So the servers are up here. I will be reading from John 15, 1 through 11. As they start to distribute the elements. This is Jesus speaking. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I think we're about ready to elements. Jesus is very watchful over his church. And as we have learned in Acts, he will deal harshly with hypocrites and those who take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. Having factions or divisions in the church is the unworthy manner that is spoken about in Corinthians. We are one body with Christ Jesus as head. I usually use this time when the elements are being passed out to repent for the times during the week when I was not abiding in the Lord or praying for my brothers and sisters. This is the time to get real with God, to judge ourselves before we partake. The modern church calls the Lord's Supper communion. Communion is defined as the joining together of minds and spirits in mutual participation. As his blood-bought church, I ask myself, if I am a participant and I realize how lacking I truly am and how much I need my Jesus. Now that we are about to take the elements, I will be reading from Matthew 26, 26. Jesus had the disciples prepare the Passover meal. I'd like you to think back just a little bit when the pastor was teaching about our Lord's betrayal on the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is where Jesus prayed to God the Father, where he taught his disciples, where he performed miracles, where he ascended to glory, and where he will return. Ask, where is our Mount of Olives? Where do we go to pray? Where do we go to spend time with Jesus? Are we teaching anyone what we know about Jesus? Are we praying to see the miracle of salvation on our family and friends? Are we looking to our loved ones? Looking for our loved one, Jesus, to return in glory. That's where he will return. So, Passover was a reminder of everything that God had done for Egypt as he took them out of Israelites, as he took them out of Egypt, I'm sorry. And we have, Jesus is instituting a new covenant in his blood. In Matthew 26:26, now they were eating the Passover. Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. Father God, I pray that you just bless this morsel that we're about to take, a symbol of Jesus' broken body for us. Take, eat. Go ahead, take, eat. I didn't... This is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had cup, I got it. Thank you. Take, eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this again, fruit of the vine, until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Let's drink together. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. That's where Jesus was betrayed. But I ask you to think of the things I was mentioning, all those things that we, as we go out, the Mount of Olives was where Jesus prayed, where he performed miracles, where he taught the disciples.